allow it into chardal to take away from the sharpness, if the chardal is too sharp. Mishkan says that on Pesach you're not allowed to do that. So we have Pesach Dika Matzah, we have matzah mel. So matzah mel is not bole dechimot, so if you're not worried about your brooks, so you're allowed to. But we're talking about if you have Pesach Dika flour that you bake matzahs with, so that flour, if you mix it with water, you let it sit long enough, it'll turn into chametz. So you're not allowed to mix that Pesach Dika flour, not until chareises. What if you did, you mixed it in? So usually if you mix flour with water, so the Gemara is going to say later, you have up until 18 minutes, the chimetz process is not even going to begin. It takes a few hours for the chimetz process. So up until 18 minutes, nothing happened. After 18 minutes, then you have to start thinking that maybe it's going to turn into chametz. And the Mishnah says, what if you did throw in basically the flour into the chardel or into the chareis nasan? So the Tanakhama says, Yochel Miyad, eat it right away before it has a chance to turn into chametz. And Meir is afraid, no, that you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. You can eat it on Erev Pesach, is fine, before Pesach begins. But to eat it on Pesach, Tarmanesh, because maybe it already turned into chametz and didn't realize.
What does Miyad mean? What is the time frame to Miyad?
Probably within 18 minutes, if it's wrong with it. Before 18 minutes, nothing can happen. Rav Meir is afraid.
There are something maher to machmits, some items or some liquids.
Yeah, some things are. Rashi claimed that may peris alone. I'm a machmach. We don't hold like. We don't really hold like Rashi. We're machmal like Rashi.
So basically, like water with may peris is also.
Water with may peris in the memarla. Yeah, that's how the Rabbeinu Tam read. Gemara.
Thank you. Just listen. Yeah. Thank you.
Let's see. So the second half of the Mishnah is about Korban Pesach. The pasuk says, "Boshem levushal b'mayim." You're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach in water. What about to cook it in some other juices? So the Mishnah says, also not permissible. Emim bashkim l'sah Pesach lovim mashkim lovim et peris. You're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach in any kind of mashkim. The Gemara is going to discuss. How do you know that that's true? The Chumash only says, "Boshem levushal b'mayim." Well, this is permissible. Sochin umadbila mosah b'hem. Let's say when you're broiling, you have to broil the Korban Pesach. When you broil it, what do you call it? To baste. Let's say before you bake the challah, so you paint on the surface egg whites. You paint on a little. So let's say I'm going to take egg whites and smear it on the surface of the Korban Pesach when I broil it. So that's permissible. When it says Boshem Levushal B'mayim, means if it's really cooked in it. To be sochet before you do the tzaliya, that's permissible. The chiddush. And when you're eating it, that for sure is permissible. Let's say a person's eating the Korban Pesach. He already brought the Korban Pesach, kimitzvah. Then he dips in it to mustard, he dips in it to some ketchup or something. So that says that that's okay. The Gemara is going to have later in the last parak, there's a problem. Eating, we share in common with the behemoths also. So how do we make sure that when we eat matzah, or Korban Pesach, that it's considered a mitzvah? So the Gemara says you have to be careful not to eat it with a dvar harshus. If you eat together, let's say, Kfleshim and Korban Pesach with something that's not a mitzvah, you eat, what are you going to eat? If you eat Pesach, Matzah, Umara together, so that's a machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim. So the Chachamim hold that each mitzvah, all the mitzvahs are in competition with each other, and each mitzvah doesn't recognize the other mitzvah. So you're eating the matzah together with Marar and Korban Pesach, so that's more than Korban Pesach is mevatel the mitzvah matzah. You're not yotzei matzah because you ate it with something other than matzah. Each mitzvah looks from a mitzvah perspective and it says, why do you eat the Korban Pesach with the maror, with the matzah? You should eat it separately. And Hillel holds, no, these three are supposed to be eaten together. But let's say you'll eat matzah together with chopped eggs or herring on Pesach night. So if you eat enough chopped eggs with the matzah, make a sandwich. So then the fact that the chopped eggs or the herring is not a mitzvah, so it's mevatel the mitzvah. So this is really a chiddush that you're permitted to dip the Korban Pesach into mustard or to dip it into ketchup is a chiddush. The Gemara is going to say later on, that din, that if you eat, let's say, chopped eggs or you eat herring together with the matzah, it kills the mitzvah of the matzah. Because it's a secular achila. Half of it is secular, so the other half also is just pulled down the level of achila. But that's only if you eat it with a significant amount of eggs. But let's say you just smear a little mayonnaise on the surface. After it's baked, you smear a little. If you bake it with mayonnaise, so if you do enough mayonnaise, you make it into matzah shira. But if you only have a little bit of mayonnaise, not matzah shira. And if you only have a little bit of butter, a little bit of flavoring on top of it, does make it into matzah shirin, and does, it's not considered osi dvar hashus mevatal dvar mitzvah. So that's what Mishnah says. You permitted matbila mosa b'hem. You permitted to dip the korban pesach when you're eating it into chardla, whatever you want to.
You technically on tomorrow. The
halacha
is they're not supposed to dip into the
haroses,
just a little bit.
Mar says you have to shake off the haroses. When you dip, a lot of people think they pile up a whole pile of haroses.
Right.
You have to dip
it
into.
No, it's
American dinner.
My father had a bit of
Romania. Because it tastes good. Right?
That's a mistake.
It's the same idea.
No, the dinner is supposed to shake off the haroses. There is a machlekes. What is haroses all about? So that's a machlekes in the Mishnah in the last parak. So the Chachamim hold haroses is not a mitzvah. Haroses is a medical recommendation. There may be worms in the romaine lettuce. So we're talking the kosher worms. The kosher worms. The place that explains which worms are kosher, which are not kosher.
Ones you can't find or you can't see by eye?
No,
possibly?
It depends when the worms would develop. No, that you can see with your bare eyes.
What if there are some possibility that they may not see worms?
Oh, okay. Okay, but Taisa tells you
you don't need to use a microscope, correct?
That's for sure not, right.
So
Taisa says on the Gemara, even if the worms are kosher, but if they're alive, it's unhealthy. They're going to be crawling around in your stomach. So best is you should kill the worms before, if the kosher ones, you make sure that they're dead before you eat them. So that's what one tan is on the opinion. That's what charoises is all about. To dip, either to dip the mor into the charoises or to hold the mor above the charoises, and when the worms will smell the sharp flavor of the charoises, they'll drop dead. So you're medically safe. When you'll eat your maror, you won't have live worms crawling in and out. And the Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah disagrees, says, no, charoises is a mitzvah in the Rabbanah. So what is the mitzvah? So usually we learn it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanah to dip the maror into charoises and to shake it off. And there are a few Rishonim who say, no, it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanah to eat a kazayis of charoises, but not together with the maror.
And I'll be lismoch on that.
I don't think so.
Is
there going to
be a minhag from that?
No,
yeah,
no.
My father would always take the towel from the sink and put it on a chair, like Tosfos says, by the halachas of the kitchen. You wash your hands. Do you leave a towel by the sink, or do you put it on a chair? My father put it on a chair. I said, I learned the Mishnah, and says that's a tot.
Yeah, that's it. They had two Tumu Ataris in it. Dinah, when you have to be
the
careful.
Manishtana, I mean, probably the Manishtana holds like the second opinion.
That what?
I mean, in other words, if it were just a medical reason, probably we wouldn't be asking,
The Manishtana is, you're asking questions about the mitzvah. So the fact that you talk about matbilim, it sounds like it is a mitzvah. It sounds like charoses is a mitzvah. That's right. That is right.
Does the Manishtana have to be a mitzvah, or can you refer to minhagim?
No. Manishtana Pashta says, you're asking, why did they do all these mitzvahs? Pesach, matzah, maror, seba.
I thought charoses was something to do with even in the shrine when they were building the bricks.
Yeah, the Gemara asked, according to this Tanya, according to the Rabbi Lezer, that it's a mitzvah. What's the reason for the mitzvah of the Rabbanan? So then the Babli gives two reasons, and the Rishon gives one reason. So the Babli says, it's supposed to be thick like cement that they used to build these pyramids. Or Zechel Tapuach, Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticha, Tapuach means a citrus fruit. Tapuach, Tosfos writes, Tapuach does mean apples. Tapuach means a citrus fruit. The Gemara says that the charoses should have a sharp flavor to it. Apples don't have a sharp flavor. Oranges have. Oranges are lemon.
You do clean with any citric acid type of base.
Yeah. So Tosfos writes like that. The word tapuach in biblical Hebrew means a citrus fruit. It does mean an apple. And then the third reason the Yerushalmi gives for why should they introduce a mitzvah charoses in Rabbanan? The third reason is zechel adam. All of the Jewish blood what that was spilled. That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says based on the Gemara. First you should take the charoses, before you dip the maror, first take the charoses, should be thick like cement. Then you should pour in a lot of red wine, zechel adam. And then you should tip in the charoses, and then shake it, tip in the maror into the charoses, and then you shake it all off. You shouldn't eat it together. Then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, unless you live in a country where there's a blood libel, then you shouldn't pour in red wine. But otherwise you pour in red wine, there should be zechel adam, and zechel tapuach, you should make sure you put in citrus for pouring orange juice or something. I chop up an orange and then zechelatit. It should be thick like cement. So the middle part of the Mishnah is about cooking the korban pesach. You shouldn't cook it with water. You shouldn't cook it with meper. It's fine, but you may, as you're eating it, you can dip it into flavoring. That's not a problem. The last line of the Mishnah goes back right to Nechas Chametz. Has nothing to do with the korban pesach. when someone is making matzahs and is kneading the dough with his fingers, so the dough is going to stick to the fingers, it's going to stick long enough and the fingers are going to turn into chametz. So he used to have a bowl of water, cold water, and he would slap his fingers in and wash off all of the dough, all the raw dough that was stuck there. So every so often, if you're baking matzahs on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, or whenever on Pesach, so every so often you have to pour out all of that water, because the dough, the raw dough is going to sit in the water. It's going to turn into chametz.
18 minutes or less than that with that water?
18 minutes is a big chumer. The Gemara just says less than 18 minutes, for sure nothing happened. More than 18 minutes is what to begin to worry about.
Because we said if you're soaking the wheat in it for 18 minutes, the shalakim, it's my hair.
That's hot though.
If you're cooking with hot water, yeah. Cooking with hot water.
That water is probably warmer as well because it may be Mayim Shalon or whatever.
This is
putting
your hands, warmer.
You're putting your hands in it, right, and each time you do it, you're raising the temperature.
That's true. So the Mishnah says every so often you have to spill out the water. May Tashmish Shal Hanachton, and Achton is the baker, and he keeps on putting his hands in. The Mishnah and Mikvos also talk about May Tashmish Shal Hanachton. Yeah. So it's what's the din? You shavchu. You have to spill it out every so often. Because the raw dough on the fingers that he washes off in the bowl is going to turn into chametz. Okay. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Kana. Rav Kana has a statement, and the Gemara is going to come out. We don't pasuk like him. Rav Kana claims the only time there's a machlek is between the Tanakama and Rav Meir. Tanakama is mekel yochal miyad, eat it right away. If by mistake he mixed in Pesach dike flour into the charoises, or into the chardel. So Tanakhama says you can eat it right away, and Rameh says you're not allowed to eat. It's memar lahachmans, you have to throw it, you have to burn. So he says, machlokes only is if you poured in the Pesach dike flour into chardel, because chardel is very sharp. So then Tanakhama holds that's going to prevent it, that's going to retard the chimetz process, and eat it right away. It's not going to become chametz so fast. But the Torah HaCharoyis says that it's not that sharp. All the Tanaim will agree to Hakla Yisarv, Yisarv Miyad. Tanakama will agree to the Rav Meir, even if it's only sitting there for a few minutes, or 5-10 minutes, way less than 18 minutes, you have to burn it right away.
But Miyad means if you do it in 1 minute, it's not okay? I
don't know. Could be even 1 minute, maybe. It's been Marla Hachmans, I don't know. Yeah. Zag the more of a Tanya and Amihoch, if you have a Braise, the Taka says Beferish, like Rav Kana said. And there's some Kamel Chacharoy says you're not allowed to pour in Pesach Dike flour into the Charoy says to make it thick because it made the flour make turn into chametz. The Imnasan you serve Meyad and Nomachlags, you have to burn it right away. But you're not allowed to put it in Lotoch HaChardel, and then if you did, then it's a Machlokes. Ramei Ram Yisarv Meyad, Chardel is the same, even though Chardel is much sharper than Charoy says. He says also Yisarv Meyad, you have to burn it right away. By the chardel, yachol miyad, eat it right away.
So chardel is like mustard.
Yeah.
So many people don't eat
the kidney.
Don't eat the mustard as well because they're ground in the same place, or is that?
No. I think they assume that chardel is kidney.
But in the Gemara, one case it's actually mentioned in the Gemara you don't eat. Maybe it's this one here.
In the Gemara, right, the last line before the Mishnah about chasisi, so the Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Hananel that means kidneys. That the Rapapi allowed them to mix in kidneys into the soup on Pesach in the Reish Galus's kitchen in order to make the soup thicker. And Rava was upset. How can you mix in flour from kidneys? Where Hecha Beduchta, the Shchichi Avdi, then they're going to be Mezalzel. So next time they'll mix in regular flour and it'll turn into chametz. So that's supposed to be the mocha for the minig of kidneys.
So with the chardel and
Avram,
it's Pesach, right? With the
Malachim. Yeah.
Is Pesach the
Chardel?
Was Pesach? Okay.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
The letter says it was
Pesach.
Basiu goes. Basiu goes.
Basiu goes.
Avraham Avinu
was a Sfardi.
Okay. Okay. Shain said, Igmar claims that Igmar quotes a Braisa that supports Rav Kana to distinguish between Chardel and Charoises. Not Chardel because it's so sharp. So that'll retard the chametz process. Everyone agrees that if you mixed in Pesach Dike flour into chardel, the only time there's a machlokes, whether you're allowed to eat it right away, you have to burn it right away, is only by chardel. By charoises, they all agree that you have to burn it right away. The charoises is more chomer than the chardel. Fine. Amrav Unabay the Rabbi Yehuda, Amrav Nachman Amr Shmuel, he says, Halacha Gedeva Chacham, we paskan lahakel, that you don't have to burn it right away. So the Shaila is, does he mean to disagree with Rav Kana? Does he say you may eat it right away, even if you mix the Pesach Tikka flour into Charoises? Or does he agree with Rav Kana? The only case where there's a Machlokes, Rav Meir and the Tanakhama, is by Chardel, but by Charoises, they all agree you have to burn it right away. So that's what they asked him. Omalei, Rav Nachman Yitzchol, Rav Unabrei, Rav Yudit, this Rav Unabrei, Rav Yudit, quoted the name of Rav Nachman, that the din is, Yochel, he can eat it right away. So they asked him, are you in agreement or in disagreement with Rav Kana? Acharoises come, Amar? Are you talking about Charoises? Also? Are you talking about Charoises also? Or are you only talking about Chardel? In other words, are you in agreement or disagreement with Rav Kana? Well, what do you mean? Where is there a difference between Chardel and Charoises? I never heard of it. So he tells him back, well, Rav Kana said. Nafkamina for Rav Kana, Dam Rav Kana, the only time there's Machlekes Tanakama Rav Meir is only if he mixed in the Pesach Tikka flour into the Chardel. Because the sharpness of the Chardel will retard the Chimutz process. But if you mix it in Avodatecha Charoises, Dibur HaKli Sarab Miyad, everyone agrees over there you have to burn it already, right away. So he says, I never heard of that, and I don't agree. I hold that Machlekes is both by Chardel and by Charoises, and the din is not like Rav Meir Yisarab Miyad, the din is like the Chachamim, that you Yachal Miyad, you should eat it right away. So even though there was a brisa that supported Rav Kana, so the maskana sagamar is that we don't pass like Rav Kana. Maskana is that that's the top test of the Tanya Kabasa. He holds that the simple reading of the Mishnah is not so. Machlekes Rav Meir and Tanakama goes by both by Chardel and by Charoses. Amalei, he answers back, L'shmiel, I never heard of Rav Kana Klaimer. What I mean to say is L'shmiel, I don't agree with Rav Kana. As far as I'm concerned, there's no difference between Chardel and Charoises. Both of them are Yochel Miyad. Am Rabashi Kavosei, the Rav Kana Mistarvet. But Rabashi claims that it makes more sense, like Rav Kana said, that you should distinguish between Chardel and Charoises. That Chardel, because it's so sharp, will retard the Chimitz process. How do you know? Medo Omar Shmuel Ein Alocha Ki Rav Yosi slowly. What was Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi was two blot ago. There was a Gemara on Lamed Tesam and Alpha. Not today, this morning.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. On Lamed Tesam and Alpha on the first line. No. This morning we learned it. Mem Amad Alpha. This morning we learned it. The first white line of Mem Amad Alpha. Tarabanan. You're not allowed to do Lisisa with Saorim. And if you did, so then Rabbi Yossi says, soak the sarim and chometz in vinegar, kosher lepesach tikka vinegar, that will stop the chometz process. So the Gemara quotes now, that's what Rabbi Yossi says, and we don't pass like that. Om Shmuel and al hachir Rabbi Yossi, we don't pass like that. So what do you mean you don't pass like that? You see that the fact that you mixed in vinegar doesn't deter the chometz process. We don't accept Rabbi Yossi. Vinegar is the same as regular one. So that's what Igmar says. Kavasa, the Rav Kana, Mistavra, what Rav Kana said, makes more sense than what to distinguish between Chardel and Charoises. Slowly, why? In Amr Shmuel, Ein Alochi Rabbi Yossi, says we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says if you did Lasisa on Sarim, you're not allowed to. You're not supposed to do Lasisa on the kernels of grain from the barley. But if you did it, Rabbi Yossi says, soaking in Chometz, and that'll retard the Chimitz process. And Shmuel says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. My lab, what does he seem to be driving at? Shmuel probably meant to say that the vinegar will not retard the Chimitz process. No, it'll be make it into Chametz. It will turn it into Chametz. So it shouldn't make a difference. Wait a minute. So it shouldn't make a difference.
So, in other words, they're lumping Chardel and Chometz together.
They should have the same status. Should be the same status. The whole reason why we said before that Chardel is different because the Chardel mix in a lot of vinegar. What does Rashi say? So how is this Kavasa de Rav Kana? This is against Rav Kana, no? Rav Kana is one who said to distinguish between Chardel and Charoises. And the top mandama
at this. Like Rabbi Yossi, it means that we don't believe in this whole concept of retarding the chimut process.
Right.
So that's also So that's against.
I mean, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi that some things can be tried the chimitz process. As far as we're concerned, everything should be the same. So that's not like Rav Kana. So how does this, how does the Gemara think that it's kabosid Rav Kana? What does Rashi say? My love, Rashi says midaloid zomis. What does it mean? Chitim sheischilu linafeach kvar. If the kernels of grain started to get bloated up. So we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi that if you soak it in vinegar, that'll retard the chimitz process. Almak yusham ashkim hu, it's the same as any other liquid. So chmu and nami mechamis anita metchilo the tocho keder avkana. It will turn into chametz. Almak shmuel ker avkana svir olay b'chikam shmuel aloch ikech achamim achar dol kamer olay achar. I don't understand what does mean. Why? Because the charoises has the vinegar. There's something missing over there. I guess the charoises had the vinegar, not the chardel. What does Rashi say? Kavasu the Rav Kana mistabed the Omer Rabbanon. Acharoses lo pligi v'chamish mal aloch v'cham achardel l'kama. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. They used to mix in vinegar into the charoses. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. So why do they think that? Why did Rav Kana think that there's a difference between chardel and charoses? I'm not sure. Not because of the vinegar that you mix into the chardel.
He does.
What?
Nothing.
I don't know. So that's what it sounds like. The charoses had vinegar in it, and the chardel did not have vinegar. So from the fact that Shmuel says ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, you see that he holds that that vinegar will be machmitz. So it's the same thing when he mix in the pesach tika flour into the charoses or into the chardel. So the Gemara says no, not necessarily so. The Gemara says no, not necessarily correct. Dilma lo mitzmas tamis. Shmuel said we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Means that the vinegar will not retard the chimitz process, but lo chimoy mechame either. Maybe it won't hasten the process either. Maybe not. Maybe it's like meperis. And meperis are not machmir. Okay. That's our turn.
Yeah.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, we start going in already now.
Our turn.
Okay. We have action now until 12:20. So.
Anybody want to?